Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining in. I would like to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the second Monday of the month of January of the new year, 2019. I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, with you on this Blog Talk Radio via phone, Facebook Live by whatever minister or whoever is ministering on tonight. I would like to say thank you for joining us again. We are here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. And tonight our guest speaker will be Service Pastor Troy Thomas. Before we go any farther, I would like to know, Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Pastor Thomas, if you're on the line and I can't hear you, could you please clue in the number by calling me on my cell number, 773-499-0201, so that I can plug you into the live broadcasting here on my side of Blog Talk. I want to thank you again for tuning in, listening in on Blog Talk. I would like to let you all know to please keep Apostle Sandra Thomas and Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser in your prayers, because we know that God is a healer, deliverer, and a provider, that there is nothing, when I say nothing, I mean nothing too hard for God. We would like to say keep every one of our elders and leaders and ministers and pastors and prophets and everyone that's assigned to this ministry through Blog Talk, keep them in your prayers. Keep them held up before God. Keep our government held up before God, because one thing I do know, I read on my Facebook page that one of the ministers I know, Minister Willie Clayton, he had put on his page that the enemy can't do anything without God's permission. And this government shutdown is due, and it has came upon us through the will of God, because he's letting the president of our country do what he do, because God is allowing this time for people to be able to come back to God and call on God, depend on God, believe in God, and trust God. And I believe that we're going to get on our face when his words say, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that this is just a situation that God has allowed to come upon us, because you hear people say, there is no God, where is God? Oh, during this time, you're going to find out. Is your God working Baal, or is the only God the Lord of my life and your life? We claim as our leader that our God is God, and he's God all by himself. You're going to find out in nowadays what God is real and really on the throne. And I'm just thanking God for that. Again, I'm asking Pastor Troy Thomas to call my cell phone number so that I can tag him into the live broadcast on tonight. I just want to
radio
remind,
and they're talking.
There you go. Go ahead, Pastor Thomas. I heard you talk. Go ahead, Pastor Thomas. Talk on. Pastor Thomas, are you still there?
Responsibility that one of the
yes, I am.
That attached itself to those two words is a word called trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead, Pastor Thomas.
We are accountable or responsible for our own actions.
Correct.
Because any parent won't give their child anything if they don't show that they're trustworthy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend money on an item to give to my child if they're not worthy enough or trustworthy enough to maintain that what I have given them.
Mm. Yeah.
And the reason why we cannot be maintainable, if that's the word, I got a Jesse Jackson spirit right now, is because we are not accountable for our own actions. As we stated at the beginning of this whole situation, we're too busy trying to point a finger at everybody else, trying to blame them for the reason that we are in the position that we're in when it's technically our own fault.
Yeah.
If we stand up and be men and women that God has created us to be, well, first of all, we need to know why were we created.
Yeah.
A lot of folks know I was created, but we don't know why. What is my purpose? Is my purpose just to be me, or is my purpose to be what God told me to be?
Mm.
So now if I know my purpose and if I know why God placed me here, then I know what I'm accountable for, and I therefore know what I'm responsible for.
Correct.
Then I wouldn't walk in an area that I'm not responsible to walk in or accounted to walk in because I know God didn't make me walk that way.
Yeah. Mm.
Correct. That's what's wrong with the church. We're trying to be something that God never created.
Mm.
We're trying to be what we want to be when God wants us to be what he made us to be.
Mm.
I'm a
Christian. Yeah, you said it. You said it. But I really want you to, I really want all of you and all of us in here to understand, if you are a man or woman of God that's in a place of leadership and you know that you need some help, it's okay.
It's okay.
You gotta ask for it.
It's okay.
It's okay. And see, the reason why I said that is because I was going strong. I was going strong, church growing. I'm doing my thing. It's time to go. Let's do this, you know. And then God needed my attention, but I was too church busy.
Mm.
It was what? Too church busy.
Mm-hmm.
God needed my undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got it one way or the other. Shut me down for months. Then I end up for months spinning off into years. I had to sit there and get healed.
My Lord.
Because a lot of times, we're ministering, and we're so intellectual, and we're titillating intellectual stabilities over the people. And we don't realize how broken we are, so we're bleeding on the people.
Mm.
And we're not helping them. We're hurting them more.
Mm.
We got a, God help me, we got a lot of theatric church now. It's got to be this way. It got to be this way. We got to get folks this. We got to do this. Just to get them to pay attention. Back in the day when I was a kid, the word was all I needed to pay. I was so involved in just the word. And my question today is, what in the world happened to the church? Can I answer that question?
Please. What has happened to the church is that we're too busy now trying to find a word, and we have deleted the word. Most folks go to church just to hear a word from the preacher instead of hearing the word
from
God.
Yeah.
Most folks want to be prophesied to, but not preached to, because we'll shout over the blessing, but not over the blesser. Even if the blesser don't bless that he know me.
Wow.
There's a lot of times my dad would go out and he'll buy food and he'll buy enough for everybody, but watch this. It wasn't designated just for me, but it was for the house.
Right.
And the only way that I had to partake in what my dad brought to the house is I had to get to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I got to the table late, my greedy brothers and sisters would eat it all up. So therefore, I go back to my dad and say, hey, man, I ain't get a chance to eat. He'll look at me and say, well, I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my fault that you didn't eat.
Correct.
What I'm talking about. There's a lot of preachers, a lot of churches that's going on that God is supplying to the house. But because we have a lot of lazy saints that won't come to the table. And there's folks that's in need of what God is putting in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're calling them greedy when they're just needy.
No.
And now I have a recognizing to the fact that God has brought it to the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get what belongs to me.
Yeah.
And if you don't move quick enough, guess what? I'm going to take yours too.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
I'm sitting here enjoying the seniority in this. You know, I just want to throw this little tidbit out there. The youngest, but I got the most gray hair.
Yeah. Thank God for just a man.
Well, I passed the anointed vessel. I can't afford just for men. I thank God for a marker.
Job and, marker. Yeah, the sharpie marker and the crayon. Bless the Lord.
I saw you use eyeliner when I can.
I'm going to go gray. I'm going to let my hair go gray right up in here. As soon as it get gray.
I don't have that problem. So I'm on. Let me pause for a minute. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and we do this every second Monday. And I thank God for Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, which is all the way in Washington, D.C. So we're online with quite a few people online on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about accountability and responsibility, Genesis chapter 3, verse 7 through 13. These men of God, Pastor Dion White and Bishop Timothy Pleasant, we're sitting here talking about what God had, what God expects of us
mm-hmm.
as people of God, quote unquote, as we say, because we're saying that we are Christians, which means to be Christ-like, but we're more like people that just go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Dion White says that we have religion and not relationship. Apostle Sandra Thomas would say, she said a long time ago, when you come into knowing who God really is, it becomes a relationship. When you want to love him, it turns into, you know, we dated women, right? And we liked them. And the more we like them, the more we want to be around.
Mm-hmm.
The more we want to know about them, what they like. You said you want to make sure your wife was creme de la creme. You know what I'm saying? We had those that we wanted to show forth how much we cared about them. The longer we spent, the more time we spent with them, the more our heart began to draw closer to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just said, we have people, the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on, but people in the audience are starving because they won't get up and come to the table.
Mm-hmm.
The table is spread. The feast of God is going on, which is the word of God, but they won't walk up
mm-hmm.
and sit at the table. They're sitting in the place of religion and not relationship, missing out what can be great to get to know him. I must say this. What honestly saved my soul and my life was preaching.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in church all my life. I've been playing the organ since I was 12 years old in the church. I'm 40 years old.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? But the more I got into, began to read the word of God, to give to the people of God, it made me thirsty. It made me want to find, what did this mean? Why did he say this? He said, okay, let's go to the rest of school. Because then the more I did it, the more I grew closer to him out of religion and into relationship. The more you love him naturally, the more you love her naturally, the more of a relationship you want to come in. The more you know about them, that smile, the senior, you know, that one with them, with the, and then she got that, and she smelled, you'd be like, oh, Lord. If somebody walked past you that smelled like them, ain't you looking for them?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've now learned, and desire to know about them in a relationship type of way. Now, we ain't talking about them. We treat God as like as a booty call. We call him at midnight and say, I need you in the midnight hour. Now, before then, you ain't talked to him. You ain't texted him. You ain't said nothing. But late in the midnight hour, you want him to turn it around. So you treat him like a conjugal visit. You want to bust him up with Jesus and then go about your business.
No.
That's called religion. Relationship make you want to lay there. Make you want to hold them. Not only that, relationship makes you want to put a ring on it and say permanently you belong to me. We have not learned to put a ring on Jesus in our life to say you belong to me and I belong to you.
Lord have mercy.
That's just my interpretation. That's my interpretation of religion and relationship with Jesus Christ. But when you got real relationship, you're accountable and you're responsible for your actions. When you get the Holy Ghost down inside of you, it will convict you about what you say, what you do, who you do it with, how you did it, and what did you mean when you said it?
Mm-hmm.
When you got the real Holy Ghost down on the inside. Now, we see a lot of people, you know, them and them. They always talk about, and ain't got no power.
Numb your whole ring game.
And they ain't got no power. That's because they don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. They had the opportunity. Adam had the opportunity to repent. Repentance starts at the beginning of a relationship with Jesus Christ. When you did something wrong to your wife and to your husband, in order to get back to where you need to be, what you got to do?
Yeah.
You got to repent. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And sometimes it takes, they want to know details. Mm-hmm. You're like, what's the purpose? It's going to hurt you. But to some people, they need to know the details so then it won't taunt them. It won't hurt them. It won't steady play in the back of their head. So you can not only are you freeing yourself, but you can help free them at the same time.
Man.
To us, it don't make no sense. Women always talking about, well, just tell me why you did it and how, you know, what made you do it. You don't need to know all that. But sometimes they need to know all that because maybe they were not in an adequate place.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have enough conversation or communication with them to let them
know wish.
How I feel. I mean, me, you know what I'm saying? I think sometimes I over-communicate. I kept talking about too much. I did I tell you? No, just be quiet. Hirsch sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But this is important for us to get in relationship with Jesus Christ. It's time for us to come to the table. It's time for us to admit our wrongs. And if we don't know what our wrongs are, we have to seek wisdom. The Bible says a fool despises wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm really tired of doing what I've been doing, how I've been doing it, why I've been doing it, that means I have to change what I'm doing.
Yeah. I believe in every conversation, there's a pivotal point.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a pivotal point in every conversation where it changes from one conversation to the next. If we're still on the same conversation and trying to do something different or receive something different, then I believe that is the definitive meaning of the word insanity. Doing the same stuff, expecting, but expecting different results. It ain't going to happen. I'm sorry, this is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a long time. Can I be honest with y'all?
Mm-hmm,
I'm
going
to
mm-hmm.
be a little transparent.
You get on my page all the time.
I'm going to be transparent. Don't y'all say nothing. Say something. Say what? He jumped at me.
That's all.
I had to calm down for that. I'm saved now. But let me tell y'all, I didn't want to do this. I did not want to preach. I did not want to pastor. I did not.
Mm-mm.
Then after I got hurt. I got hurt, and I ended up in the nursing home. And I stayed there for months. I had closed down my church and everything like that, and I got a chance to sit. I end up at Progressive Life-Giving Word Cathedral under the leadership of Apostle Donald L. Alford, and it was there that I got my healing.
Hmm.
The words that he would use and the love that he would show, as well as the firmness, I got my deliverance, and I got my healing right there. I was ready to go back out. Okay. I didn't want a pastor, but I started taking engagements again because I was getting hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting hungry. I was sitting there. I'm looking at the apostle and he's ministering. I'm like, yes, it's time to do something. You know what I mean? I'm getting hungry and fool around and get caught up again.
Mm-hmm. Lose something.
Caught up again. But then, in the midst of me getting caught up again, I thought I caught myself, Troy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I can't do this. Repent, sit down, listen to the word of God. I'm repenting, I'm crying out, wailing at the, you know, wailing for God. Listen, I need you. I'm like a deer panting after
mm-hmm.
the water brook. I need you now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing that, and I'm doing that, and I'm doing that. I got churches calling me, wanting me to pastor again. And I'm like, I don't really want to pastor no more. I go sit with Apostle. I say, Apostle, this, that, and another. The first thing he says is this what God is saying. Thing in your life that will bring shame on the kingdom.
Now, that's a preacher there. That's a real daddy. That's
yeah.
a real daddy. That's
mm-hmm.
a real daddy.
And I sat there, and I talked to Apostle because I'm telling the truth. I said, no, sir. Ain't nothing bringing no shame up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Man, please. Because I made a decision about a year ago, over a year ago, put me right back in the same position again. What do I do about it? Something I thought I caught myself on, I ain't finna go here.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hear you. And you end up right back where you started.
Mm.
What do you do? What do you do, Blog Radio?
Mm.
When you're trying to do what the Lord has called you to do, and you still end back up in the same spot.
My God, half a
what do you do? Man, I had to repent. I did. I repented. I repented. I, you know, I'm hard on myself. And no, there is nobody harder on themselves than me. I'm hard on myself because I want the people to know. When I stand to preach, I want you to know what I'm talking about. I want you to be able to go home and apply that word to your life. I want you to be better. But then who helps the one that helps?
My Lord.
Who helps?
Who helps
the
one
that helps? I'm singing. I'm preaching. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nobody that I can go to.
Right.
Who helps the helper? Who helps Jesus. The Levite? Who helps the I call them the armor bearer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who helps the preacher when the preacher starts falling into the darkness or the
mm-hmm.
chaos? Who keeps him focused?
Mm-hmm. Somebody say, what you do your first work over again. That's what somebody said.
Somebody said that.
That's what you do when you find yourself back in that same position.
Oh,
you do your first work over again.
I had to go back. I had to go right back again
mm-hmm.
and do my first work over again.
Mm.
I had to go back to the pure place.
Yes, sir.
And now, mind you, I did that a couple of years ago before I got Lighthouse.
Mm.
Had to go back to that pure place. And just last month, December, we did a 31-day challenge. I challenged Lighthouse to get back to that pure place in God where they first fell in love with the Lord.
Mm.
Get back to that pure place where you served God, and it wasn't loyalty to the man or the church, but it was loyalty to God. Get back to that place. It took me a while to get there. And now, who is that?
Somebody just told me I can stop hiding because the child support office closed.
Cut out the phone. Listen, I'm glad the child support office closed. They owe me some money.
I'm still paying, man.
You saying yo?
Yeah, Lord.
I ain't on the boot list.
Dude, I thank God for these men of God that has came and be a part of today. I went a little longer than we got some agreements. I went a little longer than I expected to, but the truth of the matter is, it's very important that we all accept responsibility and accountability for our own personal actions and stop trying to point the finger at everybody else just naturally, and even blaming the preacher or the people in the church. I never heard of my life so much church hurt.
What is that?
What did the church do to you?
I guess that's when you drunk and you run into the church building
and hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know how else you get church hurt.
I was trying to figure out people in the, there are people
hurt.
In church.
That I can
hurt
understand
you.
That.
That hurts
church
you. The people in the church hurt.
But then there's a difference.
What's the difference
between church and kingdom, isn't that? So maybe there is church hurt.
Don't go into 2 weeks away from now. Next month's schedule.
Oh, okay. That's next month.
Talk about that next month. We're going to talk about
that. Okay, next month.
Church hurt. That's different.
Kingdom.
Well, you know, we blame everything and everybody else that we think we could blame. We're acting like Adam and Eve. Adam blamed his wife. It's women that you gave.
Mm-hmm.
You said the serpent began. The serpent was like, well, hey, I did it.
I did my job.
No, it's funny, though. He told her the truth. Why he lied to her?
Mm-hmm.
Told her the truth.
Lying to her.
Because
why he lying to her?
No lie can be a lie without the truth.
Because a lie, it got to be some truth in there to get your attention
Correct.
To complete the lie.
Correct.
Once again, we talked about earlier that that you lied for no reason. What we call it?
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary lie. You know what I'm saying? I've dealt with some people. They just told me. First of all, I never asked you. Number one.
Can I stop you for one
second? Go ahead.
The reason we said it was an unnecessary lie because we didn't want to use the term the world used, a white lie, because our friend is here. We won't do that.
Yeah,
so
my last name
made
is white.
Unnecessary lie. So that we wouldn't be talking about white,
white
lies. Lie. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
All right, dog, you finish.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. And we back. Nobody asked you, number one. You just offered lies. Them serious, I should be the kind of lie, though. I ain't going to lie. I'd be like, just start lying for no reason. Just. To hear myself, I think I was just lying to hear myself lie to see how good I can lie to convince myself what my lie was. deceiving myself to believe my own lie. I am 6'2". And I keep telling everybody I'm 6'2". Even though my parents say I am 5'7".
Oh, my God.
Light-skinned preacher. Prophet Antoine Thomas, you in Florida. We should have chimed you in so you can be with the brighter of us.
You know what? Why is he in Florida?
Because you know, he wanted to leave Chicago. But we started, if a bit, Apostle Tabron, Larry Tabron, with us. But he's not light enough to talk with us right now. We're going to do the dark-skinned preacher next month.
Until you do right by this weather in Chicago.
I can't do it, then.
We're going to implement the Don Skin preacher next month. We just doing
we
last
year. We can't have
people.
Apostle Tabron on here.
We can't have top Apostle.
No. We can't. He owed me $5. Tabron, give me my money.
You must have preached for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I preached for him. You got $5?
Yeah, I got $5.
I owed him too when I got to
preach. Oh, my Lord.
Look at that.
Tabron.
So I thank God for us coming together, having a good time. Hey, we enjoy Jesus. We enjoy each other. We enjoy life. And we ain't scared. We ain't scared about it. We love God. We love you too. That's why we're talking. We giving points of our own experiences to help you out of your experiences. We say, Pastor Troy said this. Bishop Pleasant said this. Pastor Dion White said this. These are things that you can implement into your life as examples for our testimony for you to come out of your situation. You don't have to blame nobody. You can stand on the rock, which is Jesus, and stand firm knowing that he loves you and he forgives you and gives you the power to move on. It's just that plain and that's just that simple. You believe him, we trust him, and we know that he has our best interest in mind. So this is our closing music as we're going out. I thank you for joining us today. I've enjoyed these men of God.
Stability.
He's going to sing.
Accountability.
We just missing his three brothers. We missing Andre and Henry and Tootie. We missing them, the white singers.
Yeah.
I thought it was white, green, gray, and purple. I didn't know they had names like that.
Yeah, man.
So, I thank you for joining in once again. I appreciate you. And as I always say, hashtag, let us pray. We out. Oh, by the way, we're going to do this, not this month coming up, February. We're going to do it again in March. We're going to do it at somebody's church.
Hey,
we'll be back here again. We probably have about 4 more people.
Hey, February is my birthday.
Well, we're going to do it back over here at this church because this is about the most excitement I've had in this church since yesterday.
Look, he preached so hard that his sister got happy while she was going live and threw her phone.
All right.
What?
Be blessed. Threw her phone, Doc.
Threw her phone.
I'm going to tell you about it later.
Not the sister.
I'm going to tell you about it later.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, won't it do it? Won't it do it?
He's in the Middle East, my brother. You can't make it to the Middle East, just go to the West Side. Love y'all, enjoy y'all. You know, we could have had Marsha, but you know, you live in Arizona. Well, I live in Florida. You live in Arizona. I enjoyed the conversation. I enjoyed the men of God. Share it. Next time we'll have Uncle Anthony here, but I think if we get Uncle Anthony, we gonna really preach.
Uncle Remo.
We don't do Harold on the West Side. We do Uncle Remus.
We do Uncle Remus.
Y'all do Auntie Harold. I don't like hard chicken.
I can't stand y'all.
Doc, you
on,
did
man.
That, man.
That was all right.
You did that, Doc.
You did it, man. I'm telling y'all.
Hey, you make me sick. I had all my members watching, all 7 of them. I ain't going to be able to do none of that stuff you talked about today. It hit me true. All 7 of my members was watching.
All 7 of them.
I love it, man. I love to talk about the word. That was good. I love to talk about it. I just want to know more.
Okay, well,
I just
like you know a lot. Well, hey, I'm serious, man. We can do this again. I like this. I like the camaraderie. You know what I'm saying? You can invite a couple other people over.
But this is good. I want to open up, do the open forum and questions and things that I mentioned, man.
We do that next time,
yeah.
Mark.
Get some folk up in the place.
Well, it sounds like Pastor Thomas and his pastor brothers are not on the line anymore, but I just wanted you all to know I enjoy what I heard because a lot of times people think when you get saved, you don't laugh and talk anymore, and that's something that's not true. When you become a saint, the Word of God tells you how, laughter does a heart good. The Word of God tells you how be happy in the Lord. It's okay for men and women just to say the saints to get together and talk and be able to laugh at themselves. And as those men of God were saying, to be transparent and let you know it's okay that when you fall, and if you fall again and fall again, and if you fall seven times or even if you fall more, it's okay to repent. It's okay to sit down and go to someone for healing. What I mean is to go to someone, go to someone that's going to teach you the word, to teach you how to be healed, to teach you how to listen to God, to teach you how to just get under a leadership and just go by hearing the word of God, that to know that it's okay to just praise God, even and when you're in pain, to just praise God in that place. It's okay to know that God is able to hear you even when you're hurting, or as my mom used to say, when you're sick. It's all right to be able to tell people, I don't want to preach. I never said I wanted to preach. I never said I wanted to do this. I never said I wanted to do that. But just like even with Jonah, you're going to find out when God called you. You either can participate freely, or you can participate with some missing limbs, or you can participate with a whole heart, or you can just participate, I could say half a heart. But you're going to do what God told you to do, whether you do it on a scheduled time, or you're going to do it for a period of time, or you're going to do it one time. But you're going to do what God has appointed you, anointed you, and has put you in line to do, because God is God. And ain't nothing we can do about it but serve him, accept him, love him, praise him, honor him, and give him the glory. That's how it is when you are called by Christ. Many are called, but few are chosen. Find out if you are many or you are few. I want to be a few, God. And even if I don't act like it, even if I don't look like it, even if it don't appear that I want to do your will, God, give me the heart, the mind, and the desire to do what you have told me to do. Not asked me, but told me to do. Because you are God, and my job is to follow your instructions. And God, I just want to say thank you for allowing us to hear the men of God be transparent, as they said, to open up and just let us know that it ain't like they just wanted to go up there. They wanted to be seen. They wanted to say, I wanted to have some fun, but they had to realize that the fun was with Christ, following under God's necessary anointing, following under God's necessary appointment, following under God's necessary love. Because, like, again, I'll say, many are called, but few are chosen. God, I want to be one of the few. I don't want to be one of the many. I don't want some of the pie. You could bake a pie, but you might forget there's an ingredient. Is it an apple pie? Is it a blueberry pie? Or is it just an empty pie, a pie with a crust, and that's it? Nothing's on the inside. God, I want to be who and what you've called me to be. Lord, I love you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I give you all the honor, the glory, and the respect. You know, the world thinks that Birdman say, put some respect on my name. No, you put some respect on God's name. You put some respect on God's throne. You put some respect on God's praise, God's glory, and you definitely put some respect on honoring God. Because I tell you, at the end of the day, before it's over with and done and said, you're going to call on the name of Jesus. Most of us are going to call on him because we need to, have to. But a lot of us going to call on him because we want to. There's nothing sweeter and sounds better than the name of Jesus. And I just want to say I love the Lord with all my heart. I love him with his blessing. I love him when he's not blessing me, because it's not that he can't, because I know he's able. I love the Lord with my whole heart. I love him from the time I get up till the time I go to sleep, and even in my sleep, I want to be loving the Lord. God, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I praise you with every ounce of my being. I praise you with my whole mind, my whole soul, and my whole spirit. God, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When the last time you told him just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. When the last time you said I love you, Lord, I praise and give you the honor, not because you asked him for something, but because you just know you owe him that. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you for the chance to let me hear it's okay to repent. Some have to say I have to repeat. It's okay to know you can go to God with a repenting heart. It's okay to know that you can go to God with repentance in your spirit. It's okay to know that you can go to God with your heart broken and open and whole and say, God, here I am. Heal me, Lord. Here I am. Save me, Lord. Here I am. Forgive me, Lord. It's okay. Because if you go to God with a whole broken heart, broken spirit, if you just go to God and give it all to him and wait on him, he will set you free. He will heal you and deliver you. Just because things ain't going your way and your time, if that don't mean God is not working and not waiting to work for you and on you, because his ways are not your ways. And God's will is not your will. Stop putting God on a time limit. You don't put people gas on a time limit. They put you on one. Or NICOR or whoever you have. You don't put ComEd on a time limit. They put you on one. You don't put your cell phone bill, carrier, whatever you want to call it. They put you on one. The same is with AT&T, Infinity, and any of the rest of them. You don't put them on a time schedule. They put you on one. Don't pay that bill and see what happens. If they don't shut you off, those late fees and charges are going to be so much you're going to want them to shut you off. Early cancellation fees and all that. Don't put God on a schedule. Just say, God, give me the patience. Give me the heart and give me the desire. Teach me, Lord, how to wait on you. Because I say it every week and I'm going to say it this week. Delay do not mean denied. No, it don't. Delayed is only because you decided when it should be done. And it's not just you, myself included. You decided when it should happen. But I was taught as a kid, I've heard it from others, but I've lived to see it. God may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. When he shows up, he shows out. When he do what he do, nobody can deny that God is God. They may say, that girl knows she's lucky. They say lucky because they don't want to give God the honor. But if you hear him say lucky, you tell him, no, I'm not lucky. I'm loved and I'm blessed. You tell them like Jonathan Reynolds say, I'm loved and I'm blessed. I will never allow anybody to say, girl, you know you're lucky. No, no, no. I'm blessed because I know who my Lord and Savior is. I know who my strength comes from. I know who loves me. I know who cares for me. And I know who provides for me. I thank God for this Monday night ministry. Pastor Thomas, are you still on the line? Because the line was quiet and you weren't talking anymore, and I just began to talk.
I'm here. I'm just letting you talk. I was enjoying you.
Oh,
my
I'm
friend
sorry,
and I were just sitting
go
there
ahead.
Laughing.
Ahead,
no, it's okay.
No,
I mean,
go ahead,
Pastor.
I'm putting
were,
it back
we
in
were,
your hand.
I just want to let you guys
back
know
in your
that.
Hand,
okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can.
Can you can? Okay, I just want to let you guys know. I thank you. And I appreciate you for being a part of what we did today. I know I started a little earlier than we normally do blog talk, I just want to do something a little different. And Bishop Pleasant said that we want to do this again, so we're going to do it again in March, but we're going to do a sit-down forum. So what I would like to do is have you guys come here to Anointed Vessels on Pulaski and 16th, and we're going to do a live blog talk on the live Facebook at the same time. Because, I mean,
yeah. In
order to do ministry, we need to do something different than the regular way we do ministry.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it that way, and I want everybody that's here to be a part. I would love for Apostle Elect to fly in town, and maybe she can be a part of our forum and get some points across, just to encourage the people. So I'm at this church, and I'm, you know me, I feel about a little music. I got Pastor Dion White here. The boy can sing. I don't know if you can hear him. You know this song, Pastor? You know this song? Can we get him a mic real quick so I want people to hear him? Just a little worship. If y'all don't mind.
We don't mind. Go ahead, Pastor. Go
we end, we do blog talk, we got different way how we do things, and we like to enjoy ourselves, we like to enjoy God. As you can see, we like to laugh, and we've always been like this. So I want to encourage you to don't let it go. Accept your accountability and your responsibility, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And I promise you, if you acknowledge him, he'll bless you. I guarantee if you acknowledge him, he'll heal you. I guarantee if you acknowledge him, he'll bless you. For repentance is important. It's just a gateway to a new level in life. But him, I love you and I appreciate you. Back into your hands, you can close it out. All right?
I love
all right.
Thank you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. thing. Hallelujah. I thank God for the man of God on tonight. I thank God for the program, accountability, responsibility, and just be aware of how you handle God. Just be aware of how you try to handle God. You're supposed to handle God in his word as what it is, a life source. Don't try to handle God like he just a sweater you're tired of wearing, or he an old pair of shoes you don't need no more. Don't try to handle God like he's something used. Every morning his mercies are new. So you handle God as such, as a new calling, a new anointing on your life every day. When you come to an understanding that God is God, it is nothing we could do about it except what he has told us to do. Like my sister minister Sheila always say, if you don't know that you know that you know, now you know because you better know. You better know how to handle God. And don't allow people to cause you to act any other way, myself included. If you find yourself acting any way, like the man of God said tonight, that will bring embarrassment to God, you better repent. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me right now, God. Teach me how to represent you and recognize I'm a representative of you at all times. There's nothing wrong with standing before God and asking him teach you or send you to a place where the men and women of God would teach you how to uphold God, respect God, don't embarrass God, and to keep God held up in an upright place. Because I know, yes, we see and hear people on TV, on the radio, doing stuff, and people will say, oh, they supposed to be a man of God. You have some people supposed to be mothers. You have some people supposed to be fathers. You have some people that's supposed to be your sister, your brother, your aunties, uncle, niece, and nephew, cousin, and friends. But whatever they are, know this. Your job is to respect God. Carry God in an utmost honor and respect, and allow God to show up through your life. And I thank God for bringing deliverance to my household, to my family, and to my bloodline. I thank God for everything he's doing, because I am prepared to see something that I've never seen before. I'm prepared to keep walking around saying, I got the victory. I'm prepared to keep walking around saying, until I threw my hands up and gave it over to God completely, I could not see it, but now I see it because I'm living God's victory. Y'all may say I should use another word, but like they say, you don't know my story. You don't know where I've been, what I've been through, and I ain't even trying to tell you, because all I'm trying to tell you is there is room at the cross for you too, that if God did it for me, he'll do it for you. We don't have time to be comparing stories to see who got more blessing than the next. That's not the season we're in. We're in the season of winning souls, letting people know that God is still God and he's sitting on the throne. Regardless what your name is and what people call you, but at the end of the conversation, make sure they call you blessed. I want somebody to look at me and say, I want the God that she serves, because I know where she was at. But y'all better know where I am right now. Y'all better know where God has taken me to and what God is doing for me. When man says one thing, God is saying something else. And if I got eyes open enough to see, God, what am I going to do when I realize, recognize, and see what I didn't know that you were doing? God, I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for this Blog Talk ministry. I thank you for Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, who made this happen for us. I thank you for Apostle Samuel Thomas, who started off at the beginning, back when we were teenagers and young kids. She started off being saved, and she started off preaching and living the word of God. She started off doing what our mothers were doing. She kept it going. Then she brought us into his marvelous light, wanting us to see it. God, I thank you for the lineage. I thank you for the bloodline. I thank you for each and every one of my family members being saved. I thank you for saving my household. I thank you for covering it with your blood. I thank you for saving my kids. I thank you for saving my husband. I thank you for saving my sisters, my brothers, my cousins, my nieces, my nephews, my aunties and uncles. God, I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for Blog Talk. I thank you for every man and woman of God that's associated with this Blog Talk. I thank you for every man and woman of God that listen to the Blog Talk, that listen to our ministers that minister on live Facebook. I thank you, Lord, that it's something in our lives that people see the change. I thank you that they're starting to get touched and know that God is God. Thank you for throwing to my sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. I thank you for wiping my slate clean. God, I thank you for that. Each time they try to bring it up, God, that you rush in like a flood and you cover it up and let them not remember, let them not ponder on it. Let them be able to say, I don't even remember what I was talking about or I was thinking about. God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for every missionary. I thank you for every evangelist. I thank you for every preacher, every teacher, every apostle, every prophet, every bishop. Every saint that came in my life, God, I even thank you for the ain'ts, God, because I know that each one of them deposits something in me that let me know I don't want to go that way. I ain't going to go that way, and I'm going to stop going that way. God, I thank you for everything you've done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being my Lord and Savior. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for healing my heart. Thank you for even healing my spirit, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for putting a new taste in my mouth. The man of God on tonight said he got hungry. God, I thank you for changing my taste buds. Thank you for allowing me to get hungry, to desire something else other than pork chops. Thank you, God, for letting me want a steak. Thank you, God, for letting me want some scabbies. Thank you for letting me want some lobster. God, I thank you for teaching me how to broaden my horizon. Thank you for covering my son, God. Thank you for this year allowing him to graduate from college. God, I thank you so much for all you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing with Dr. Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. God, I thank you for Brandon Kaiser. God, I thank you for Taiwan Harris. Tisha Wanda Kaiser, LaVon Kaiser, Merritt, Carlton Merritt. God, I just thank you for the Thomases. I thank you for the Gibses. I thank you for the Smiths. I thank you for the Joneses. God, I thank you for the Seaberries. Thank you for the Kaisers. Thank you for the Dickens, God. I thank you for my family, God. I hope I didn't leave anyone out, which I'm sure I did, the Fairs, the Kindred. God, I just thank you for our bloodline. Thank you, God, that you have been God over our lives, all our lives. And I just thank you, oh, Lord. So we're going to end that with an amen. We're going to end the program on tonight. I hope you all could call back next Monday and tune in with our speaker on next Monday, which the third Monday, which will be, I'm going to let you know ahead of time, is Dr. Serena Wright. She was not able to do the first Monday, but she will be doing the third Monday. I asked her and got her okay. So we will be back at 8 p.m. Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Friday, we will be here with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with God Still Heals. She's also on Facebook Live, so be sure to tune in to Elder Kathy Kendall. We're here every Sunday morning from 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk. And I don't want you to forget, now one time, our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So stay tuned, because in 2019, Blog Talk will be doing something new. And we're excited about it. We hope you get excited about it. And when we open up these live forums, as Pastor Troy was talking about tonight, please come out and join us. Sit back, relax, soak up, take in, and hear what the Word of God is saying. When I say sit back, I just say sit back and get lazy. I'm talking about sit back and get healed and see what God is doing with the body of Christ. So know that we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. And we're going to say on that note, amen. And don't forget to love Jesus. Worship and adore him. All right? Good night.